Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Two people are now in custody in connection to the deadly shooting of a child in Milwaukee. A 10-year-old was shot and killed last night near Clark and Velar Phillips on the city's north side. Shooting happened around 8:30 last night. Milwaukee police tell us they have now arrested a 36-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman. I asked if these two people are related in any way to the child. They are not giving us any information on that yet. They said this is still an active investigation. We also know a 16-year-old was also taken into custody for a separate incident. The Milwaukee District Attorney's Office will review the charges.
Well, the Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. It's expected they will announce a reduction of its benchmark rates.
We're going to likely get a 0.25 percentage point reduction. That's great. It's going to help people who are borrowers because they're going to say, oh, maybe that interest rate on my credit card balance a little bit better, a little bit easier for the new car loan. But for savers, not so good because you're earning less interest.
And CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, it would be the Fed's third consecutive rate reduction. Some signs of resilience for the economy. Markets are overall doing pretty well. The Fed is looking to make borrowing cheaper, however, for businesses and consumers to encourage spending. However, recent job growth has softened and uncertainty about inflation persists. Looking ahead to 2026, Redfin is forecasting that mortgage rates will remain right around 6%, but likely to be above 6% for 2026.
Cleanup is underway after our latest round of winter weather. Sound of the plows. Most of the snow has moved down to southeastern Wisconsin, but don't be surprised if you see a few flurries yet. City of Milwaukee has plows out right now, finishing up the main streets. Then they'll move into the residential areas, all those neighborhoods to get to. DPW reps tell us the crews are trying to get everything cleaned up before the slush freezes in place. You don't want that. Temps are falling right now, and a deep freeze sets in this weekend.
12:11 on WTMJ. Yeah, that's another sign of like January, right? We've got more snow than usual right now early in December, especially if you look at previous years. I remember being out probably the last 3 years without a drop of snow or a flake of snow on the ground, putting up Christmas lights right around this time of year and wondering when are we going to see our first snowfall? And certainly wasn't worried about wind chills below zero like we have over the last week or so.
Yes, and that didn't seem like Wisconsin. The last few years just didn't seem True. Like winter in Wisconsin. It felt like things were changing for good, maybe. But yeah, Mother Nature mixing it up this year.
Now at noon, sponsored by Flanners Home Entertainment. Check them out at flanners.com. Sound advice at the best price for Flanners. Just press play.